First to the United States, where the broadcaster CNN has launched legal action against the Trump White House for banning the network's correspondent. A highly publicised stoush between President Donald Trump and CNN chief White House correspondent Jim Acosta last week ended with the journalist being stripped of his White House media accreditation. CNN is suing to have those credentials reinstated, and the case is likely to test the ability of political officials to freeze out reporters they don't like. Thomas Arete has the latest.
That's enough. That's enough. President,
the heated exchange at the White House went viral.
Mr. President, that's enough.
CNN's chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, questioned President Trump on his use of the term invasion when he referred to a migrant caravan making its way to the U.S. on foot through Mexico.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Then this.
Okay, well, I have every right to record this.
Jim Acosta filmed the moment his White House press pass was taken away.
I am in front of the White House. A Secret Service officer is asking for my hard pass. Obviously, no hard feelings to the officer, but I am now giving my hard pass to the Secret Service.
That was late last week. Jim Acosta still hasn't got the pass back, and now CNN is taking the Trump administration to court, saying revoking the pass violates the freedom of the press. Lawyer Ted Olson is representing the network.
Most of the presidents at the end of the day have realized the First Amendment is absolutely necessary. It is the public's window into what public officials are doing. Journalists cannot be silenced, censored, or intimidated, and that's the end of the line. The White House cannot get away with this.
He's seeking an injunction in the federal court to let Jim Acosta return immediately. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has hit back, issuing a statement accusing CNN of grandstanding. She says the Trump administration will vigorously defend against the lawsuit and says CNN has nearly 50 additional White House pass holders. That hasn't convinced the White House Correspondents Association. Todd Gilman is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News, and he's on the association's board.
I would venture a pretty confident guess that maybe 20 of them are cameramen and 10 of them are sound men, and another 5 of them are other kinds of engineers and technicians, and that probably only a small fraction of them, about 10 or 15, maybe 20, are on the air reporters and producers. Obviously, CNN, like all TV networks, relies on a small army of people to do all the job, but she is clearly overstating it.
Todd Gilman has told The World Today the court's decision could have major consequences.
It is not allowable under our Constitution, and it shouldn't be ethical or morally acceptable under any democratic system for the chief executive of the country to pick and choose which journalists get to cover him and ask the questions of him. That isn't his role. It's the job of CNN's executives who they decide to pick as their personnel. And let's take it a step further where you would have a totalitarian government say, you know what, we want only friendly journalists. We're going to pick and choose. We're going to cherry pick. We're going to weed out all of the aggressive, assertive, questioning kind of journalists, the people who don't just take whatever we give them. And we don't want them around. I mean, yes, it's only one journalist and it's only one network now, but this is a slippery slope.
A hearing is likely to take place within the next day. And in a signed declaration, Jim Acosta says his reputation and future career prospects have all been significantly harmed, if not completely devastated. But the White House says the First Amendment is not served if a single reporter out of more than 150 present attempts to monopolise a press conference.
Thomas Arete reporting.